aware of what is actually happening. Experience. And awareness. Experience. Coming and going. This changing dynamic experience of the human system knowing itself, creating itself. Same processes that tumble the experience on are also the processes that recognize that tumbling on. Sometimes we might be more aware of the awareness, and wisdom might be more interested in the experience itself. The qualities of sensation and feeling. Happening. Sometimes there might be more interest in the relationships between experiences and processes, how they affect each other. Actually witnessing the conditioned nature of experience and seeing very directly. It's just processes unfolding. Not a self in charge. Of this unfolding. And awareness too, a part of this process. not separate from it. Awareness, awaring. Also conditioned. Awareness also conditioned. Also changing each moment. Something new. A new experience arising. And passing, awareness arising and passing with it. Sometimes the changing nature of experience is highlighted. How the experience changes the conditions themselves, not stable, the conditions continually shifting, changing, arising, ceasing. Conditionality itself deeply connected to impermanence. Sometimes the attention, the system, the awareness and wisdom are interested in the nature of change. Not so interested in the experiences themselves. But noticing perhaps that they're arising and ceasing, coming into being and falling away. They're different things, different aspects of impermanence. The mind sometimes gets interested in some piece of it. Might sometimes just seem like a flow, one experience after another. Before we see the ending of one, there's another one already there, and we haven't seen the beginning of that one. Just seeing things being replaced, experience replaced by other experience. We don't have to try to see impermanence in a particular way. It sometimes is simply revealed, and revealed in different ways. You might sometimes see the ending of things, but not see the beginnings. We might sometimes see the beginnings and not the endings. Sometimes it's clear we see the whole process of something arising and ceasing. It might be that there's more of a sense of a persisting of an experience and yet noticing fluctuations, like hearing a sound and noticing the sound changing, getting louder and softer. There's a phrase in the suttas that describes clear seeing, clear comprehension. One understands feelings, thoughts, and perceptions as they arise, persist, and pass away. Understand them as phenomena, as a happening, arising, persisting, and passing away. This experience, this recognition of impermanence, all experiences understood, all conditioned experience understood to be impermanent. Anicca vata sankara. Impermanent, alas, are conditioned things. The nature of experience aligning with nature. The heart can ultimately rest. And yet, our habits of mind resist this nature. We so want something to be stable, permanent, reliable. And so sometimes we get to see our wish for stability, our wish for reliability, the way our minds try to hold something still. That experience of holding something still, it can happen for a little while, and yet it's stressful. And so we feel the stress of that. The struggle or suffering, both of the wish for there to be something stable and of the trying to stabilize something. And that too is just a phenomenon, the wish. It's just a thought that is conditioned, impermanent. And so our work is really just to see what is here. Sometimes we can see the impermanence directly. Wisdom sees the impermanence directly. And sometimes what we're seeing is, sometimes what wisdom sees is a struggle around trying to have something be permanent. Seeing the dukkha, the suffering of that. And that is just how the learning happens. There's a process by which wisdom grows, a lawful unfolding, deepening of wisdom. And we can't rush it, push it. It grows with the patient abiding with whatever is right here. The nature of experience is impermanent. And yet sometimes our habits of mind hold on to things, hold on to ideas, hold on to concepts, this habit of so wanting things not to be unstable. And paradoxically, we even hold on to things that are really painful. Like, why would we do that? But we do. And so sometimes we see, you know, what we were witnessing with our, with this mindfulness and wisdom, with the practice of being aware of what's happening. We are opening to the conditioning that is unfolding right now, the conditions that have come to be, the all of the habits, the patterns that have been shaped in our lives. This is what we're seeing in the moment, in this moment. And many of those habits are deeply, deeply conditioned, deep, have a lot of momentum. And so sometimes when we're attending to experience, we want to see the impermanence of those things. We want to see them end. And in fact, we think that if I were paying attention properly, it would be ending. And so we may judge our practice, judge ourselves for, you know, how can I see this so that it will go away? So wisdom develops in its own time, in its own way, that gradual wearing away of that image of the rope, that the rigging of the ship that gradually wears away. So it's a gradual process. And the experience, and this is familiar, I think, to many of us, of seeing a pattern. And I remember feeling some deep, deep, like, holding, so painful. And I was aware of it, and it just felt so solid. This is another thing to notice around experiences. How solid does it feel? You know, just that the mind is creating that solidity. But so that's something to recognize. And I was noticing that. It feels so solid, so stable, so right here. And the mind just kind of pleadingly said to itself, you know, I'd let go of this if I could. I have no idea how to let go of this. Because we don't. Our habits of mind don't know how to let go. Wisdom is what knows how to let go. And so sometimes the wisdom is growing through the being with understanding that something is suffering, that it's painful, that it's the clinging or the holding is creating that suffering. So that's another wisdom. We don't like seeing that wisdom. That clinging is suffering. And so sometimes in working or exploring or witnessing patterns and habits, painful patterns and habits, these wisdoms around this is nature, this is conditioned, experience is impermanent. These are useful wisdom reflections that can support us to be with experience. And sometimes the wisdom reflection that really supports us to be with experience is the acknowledgement. This is dukkha. Wisdom helps us, helps our system to understand that clinging, that craving is suffering. And Joseph has this phrase, that points to our kind of wish around suffering and the practice. He says, well, we want to understand suffering without experiencing it. But the understanding comes with the connecting, the being with. That's how the understanding grows. There's an analogy the Buddha offered about the path of practice being like crossing over a flood. A fast-flowing river. And he equates that fast-flowing river with greed, aversion, and delusion. And says if you're on one side of the river and you know it's dangerous on this side of the river and you see that it's safe on the other side of the river and that there's this vast expanse of water and there's no bridge, no boat, nothing to get you across. He says, but you can build a raft. You can build something to help you, you know, get across the river, collect twigs and grass and twine and, you know, the vines and put together a raft. And he equates that raft with the Four Noble Truths. I mean, not the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path. He equates that with the path of practice, that path that can help us to cross the flood. And so we can build this raft. And that raft, he says, by making effort with our hands and our feet, you know, first you got to build the raft, so that takes some work. And then you launch yourself into the stream on that raft. And you work, you know, you paddle with your hands and your feet to cross the flood. And this image, you know, as I feel into this image, what we're on is a raft, you know, we just whipped it together out of twigs and leaves and twine. And, you know, it's not like a nice boat that's all solid and sealed and, you know, you're going to get wet. You're going to get really wet, but you're not going to drown. And yet, even sometimes it's all, what it feels like to me sometimes is like on that raft, it's like, you know, the stream may be carrying away parts of the raft while you're, you know, paddling across, and maybe some part, you know, some twig comes down and you can work and lash it in while you're there. I mean, sometimes it feels like the raft is falling apart while you're on the river. And so you know, you're going to get wet. The greed, aversion, and delusion is going to be felt in this process. And that is not a mistake. This is deeply how we learn. And so, you know, in that place perhaps where there's this sense of, I see this thing, but it's not going away. It's not changing. Not seeing the impermanence of it. Please let me see the impermanence of it. The mind, I mean, what? Notice the relationship, you know, the belief that good practice means I would be seeing it go away. Good practice means it would be going away now. That's just an idea. I mean, we are not in charge of how wisdom works. And sometimes wisdom, it's like the wisdom needs to penetrate through so many layers of our system, deeply, deeply into our system. And sometimes it's like the sitting with the suffering of it, holding it. Maybe the mind can hold it. Yes, this is suffering. And that reflection can be very supportive at times like that. Just the reminder, yes, this is suffering. For me, that reminder and remembering, you know, the first noble truth, the first noble truth, the Buddha said, this is actually an insight, recognizing this is suffering. Not being caught in it, but under knowing it, understanding it, this is suffering. And then the action the Buddha encouraged us with, that first noble truth, this should be understood. So that process of understanding suffering takes time. The wisdom does release it. We will see the impermanence of it. But not in our time, not on our time frame. So these three truths, these flavors of nature of experience. This is impermanent, unreliable, not because impermanent, not able to be held to, not able to provide lasting satisfaction, and not self. Processes, conditioning, experience, just a flow of changing conditions, not me, not who I am, not myself. They seem to be very intimately connected, these three. And sometimes one or the other is kind of the place of practice in the moment.